This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. President Tayyip Erdogan claimed victory in Turkey's presidential election on Sunday, a win that would steer his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade.
Öyle bir kazanacağız ki kimse kaybetmeyecek demiştik.
Addressing supporters, Erdogan said voters had given him the responsibility to rule for the next 5 years. He said, quote, the only winner is Turkey, addressing cheering supporters from atop a bus in Istanbul. The election had been seen as one of the most consequential yet for Turkey, with the opposition believing it had a strong chance of unseating Erdogan after his popularity was hit by a cost of living crisis. A debt ceiling deal has been reached by U.S. President Joe Biden and the Republican Party. Now Congress must approve it to prevent a potentially disastrous U.S. default, VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Negotiators agreed to some Republican demands for increased work requirements for food stamp recipients, but stopped short of greater spending cuts overall that Republicans wanted. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it an agreement in principle worthy of the American people. In a statement, President Joe Biden says the agreement represents a compromise, which means not everyone gets what they want. Support from both parties will be needed to win congressional approval before a projected June 5th government default. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Russia unleashed waves of airstrikes on Kyiv overnight in what officials said appeared to be the largest drone attack on the city since the start of the war, as the Ukrainian capital prepared to celebrate the anniversary of its founding on Sunday. Find more news and information always on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Some rioters of the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021 are raking in thousands of dollars in donations. Now the U.S. Justice Department is coming after that money. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
For those who stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021, it's not just a prison sentence they face. Hefty fines are also going along with it. That's because prosecutors appear to be ramping up efforts to prevent them from profiting from their participation. The Justice Department, in some cases, questioning whether the money they have been raising goes to their legal defense when they're getting government-funded lawyers. Daniel Goodwin, who participated in the January 6 riots and was convicted, promoted a website to raise money. The feds now want him to give up more than $25,000. I'm Julie Walker.
A Lebanese art museum heavily damaged by the Beirut August 2020 port explosion reopened on Friday, clearing the dust and destruction of the blast that damaged it. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Almost 3 years after Beirut's port blast, the city's Sursok Museum has reopened its doors to the public. Its eye-catching stained glass windows have been restored to their former glory after they were blown out by the blast. Exhibition halls were covered in debris. Precious artworks were damaged. The museum is in the heart of Beirut's Ashrafieh neighborhood, one of those most affected by the August 2020 explosion. 215 people were killed and swathes of the Lebanese capital destroyed. On Friday, the Sursok reopened with five exhibitions. Some explored the museum's journey while others tackled Beirut's history.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The movie The Little Mermaid was the top attraction at the box office in the U.S. over the weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
He went to the above world.
A man was drowning. I had to save him.
The live-action remake of The Little Mermaid easily was the biggest draw for moviegoers. It earned $95.5 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. It bumps last week's number one, Fast X, down to second. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is number 3. The Super Mario Brothers movie takes fourth place with The Machine at number 5. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Police in Venice, Italy are investigating the source of a phosphorescent green liquid patch that appeared Sunday in the city's famed Grand Canal. The governor of the region posted a photo of the green liquid that spread through the water near the arched Rialto Bridge. The patch was reported by residents. Images on social media showed a bright patch of green in the canal along by an embankment lined with restaurants. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.